Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns the fourth page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
It didn't take us long after we learned that a man named Scammell had been murdered in Berlin and someone had flown to London in his place before we began to realize what sort of people we were up against. There had been four other passengers on the same plane from Berlin, and already one of the four was dead, and we were holding another of them in a room at Bailey's Hotel in Knightsbridge for killing him. The dead man, poor devil, was a chap called Godowski, an American. The other was Peter Ridgway. And, of course, we jumped to the obvious conclusion that Ridgway and the imposter were Confederates, and Godowski had been got rid of because they had to keep him quiet about something. But Ridgway seemed too decent a chap to knife anyone. At least, that's what I was thinking while we waited for Inspector Frayne to come and take charge. Cutts was there, too, of course. I'd posted him on the door.
Who did you say?
I said, what do you know about a man called Carl Alexis Scammell?
I'd never heard of him. Listen, Keene, you seem to be taking a lot for granted. You walk in here and find me covered in blood and a knife in my hand and Godowski dead on the floor. What about telling me something? What were you doing here anyway?
We wanted to see Godowski, and we'd have worked round to you pretty soon, too.
Well, what's going on? What's behind all this?
You don't know.
Would I be in this mess if I did? Would I knife a man and lie about to be caught in pyjamas and a dressing gown?
Well, I don't expect you intended falling against the table after the fight and knocking yourself out.
Look, Keene, just tell me what it's all about before I go stark staring crazy. Why should you be after Godowski or me?
Well, my dear chap, since you insist, there were you two and a couple of other people on that Berlin plane yesterday afternoon. We wanted a description of the chap calling himself Major Scammell.
What for?
Because he wasn't Scammell. Scammell was found dead in Berlin at 9 o'clock last night.
Oh. This is beginning to make sense. But look here. Am I going to be arrested?
You surely don't expect a pat on the back, do you? You either kill Godowski in a drunken brawl, or you're hand in glove with our mystery man on the plane. Which is it, Ridgway?
What's your bet?
I say you're in with the imposter.
Mm-hmm. Any particular reason?
You'd like me to believe that you're in the dark. The chap on the plane came in here, unseen, killed Godowski, and then walked out again, right?
Well, that's what must have happened.
Then, my dear good chap, why didn't he kill you, too?
Good Lord.
So you see, do come off it. It's too late, and I'm too tired to play games with you. Just pipe down till the yard fellow gets here.
Do you mind if I put on some clothes?
Oh, have a look among these things, Cuts.
Oh, I left my armory in Berlin.
Just let's make sure for ourselves. Don't mind, do you?
Nothing to worry about here, sir.
All right, Ridgway, go ahead. I suggest a pair of pants, a sweater, and you'd better shove on a coat.
You're too kind. Is that what they're wearing in Stir these days?
Cuts.
Quite an amusing chap, isn't he, Major?
Just as a matter of interest, Keene, who and what are you?
Just as a matter of courtesy, Ridgway, I'm a major of MI5.
What, no cloak? No dagger?
Suppose you get a move on with your clothes and leave the cracks to competent jokers.
Hey, you there at the door. Heave that trench coat over, will you? Thanks.
My name is Cuts.
I'm enchanted.
Here, just a minute, Ridgway. Stay where you are.
I was only going to put the window out to get some air.
Leave the window as it is.
Oh, well. In that case, I hope they make you pay for it. Sorry, chap. Afraid I can't stay.
Cuts. Downstairs. Let's get after him, man. Quick.
Can't see him, sir. The fog. There he is.
What?
No. Sorry, sir.
Oh, come on. At the double. Down to the car.
He couldn't get far, sir. Seemed to me he was limping.
Well, so he should be, taking a header out of a window 15 feet up.
We'll catch him. He was heading in the direction of Gloucester Road.
Yeah. We'd better catch him, Cuts. There are still two more people for him to kill.
going to get far on a busted ankle. Here they come. Thank heaven for this fog.
Well, I'm hanged if I know. Cuts, where the devil could he have got to?
Looked to me as if he was heading for the Gloucester Road chute, sir.
Yes, but we should have headed him off. Sure he was limping?
Yeah, looked like it to me, the one glimpse of him I got.
If they get out of the car, I'm done for.
Shine the spotlight around these doorways, Cuts.
Oh, how fat can you squeeze yourself, Ridgeway? Here it comes.
All right, Cuts. Cruise slowly up and down the street. If he's hiding... Just a minute. There, that doorway. All right, Ridgeway. Stand exactly where you are and don't move. Go get him, Cuts. I'll cover him.
Now then, Mr. Ridgeway, out you come. Come on, and don't let's have to come and get you. Quick march.
I'm staying right here, thank you very much.
Well, you can chase me on, Fanny Ra... It's a girl, Major.
Hmm? Well, let's have a look. Bring her over.
Well, what are you doing here, miss? What's your name?
Sally Jones. And I don't see that's any of your business.
I think you'd better tell us. We're looking for an escaped criminal.
Well, I haven't seen any escaped criminals.
How do you come to be on the streets at this hour? Or shouldn't I ask?
I work at the Red Feather Club in Soho, and I never get home till 4. And I'm a respectable girl.
I see. Well, I advise you to get indoors now. I'm sorry if we gave you a fright. Come on, Cuts.
Good night, miss.
To worry about is the girl seeing me. Oh, good grief, here she comes. There! I'm sorry I had to do this, Miss Jones.
All right, Cuts, let's stop here for a minute. Better face it, they've lost him.
Looks like it, sir.
We'll have to get the yard onto the job. They have the facilities for finding people we haven't. Look here, Cuts. I wonder if we were right about that chap.
Well, I've been thinking, sir. While we've been driving about. We should have asked him if there was anything missing from the hotel back at Baylor, sir.
Hmm. Yes, you'd think that if he was telling the truth, Godovsky might have had something vitally important to the murderer and was killed so he could get it. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, sir, Ridgeway didn't act like the sort of chap who'd stab another bloke in the back. Not from the way he looked to me, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to have another word with this Bergner. And we'll have to get hold of the fourth passenger on that plane.
Mitchell.
Digby Mitchell. Well, we'd better get back to the hotel and see what Frayne's up to. I leave it to him to put a man on watch outside Miss Bergner's flat and get a word of warning to Mitchell.
Yes, sir. If they could kill Godovsky, what about the others? One down, two to go, as it were, sir.
Cuts, how right you are. All set, start her up. But I would like to know just what became of Ridgeway.
Listen, Sally, I'm not going to hurt you. I just have to get away from here. I'm the man they were looking for. Oh, keep still. I don't want to hurt you. I have to keep you quiet until they're well out of the way. Look, if I let you go, will you be quiet? You promise? All right. There you are.
You nearly choked me.
Look, I'm terribly sorry, but I couldn't help it. You see, I'm in the very devil of a fix.
But they said you were a criminal.
I'm not. There was a man murdered, and they think I did it. Oh, dear. What's the use of telling you?
I can see you're hurt.
I've a busted ankle.
They'll catch you. And there's blood on your head.
Look, I have to get away from here.
You won't get half a mile. Where do you live?
I've nowhere to go. Where's the nearest taxi rank? Can you tell me?
Well, there's one in Kensington High Street.
Oh, good Lord, that's miles away. Oh, what the deuce am I going to do?
Turn your face.
What for? Here, turn that torch off. Turn it off. Would have been keen back here. Now, what did you do that for?
What's your name?
Peter Ridgway. But what's my name matter, for the love of Mike?
You're hurt and you're lame and you're hunted. If you don't find somewhere to hide, you haven't much chance, have you?
The longer I stand here talking to you, the less chance I've got. Sally, thanks for keeping quiet.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
I'm going to find that taxi rank.
Oh, no, you're not. You're coming with me.
While Ridgway was being hidden by a girl he'd never seen before in his life, Katz and I were going through Godowski's room with a fine-tooth comb. We found nothing. We didn't even know what to look for. Before morning, the hunt was on for Peter Ridgway, but not only the police and MI5 were looking for him. The fifth man on the plane and his friends were looking for him, too.
Way in hiding. Can he escape the dual threats of MI5 and Demetrius? Listen for the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.